الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. There was a lady up in a madrasa in Egypt not so very long ago, and like with everyone, something just hits us in our heart and then it has a profound effect on our lives. So what hit her very hard and had a great effect on her life was the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I have rushed to you to please you. These were the words actually of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he went to Allah Ta'ala, when Allah had called him. Those words had a great, and how it showed out in her life practically, that whenever she used to just hear adhan starting, whatever she was doing, she would stop it and immediately prepare for namaz and go for namaz. So this is a very great quality. Allah bless us all, men also with it. When adhan goes, today we have got adhan on the speakers in our house, on our phones we got adhan, and adhan is everywhere. But today, no respect for adhan. We don't respond to the adhan. Adhan is so much everywhere we hear it, but we don't. Before adhan, no mics also. But people had great respect for the adhan. And there are three things with regard to adhan. Allah give us all tawfiq. Whenever we hear the adhan, to respect the adhan. Second, to reply to the adhan. Reply the words what the muazzin says. And hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, twice each. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And fajr adhan. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, sadaqta wa bararta. Otherwise the rest the same words. And after that we read Durood Sharif and read the dua, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma, the complete dua. By that we will get the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So to respect the adhan, and then to repeat the words and make the dua, and then thirdly to respond, now go for namaz. We must stop everything. Even we as men, whatever work we are doing, we should stop it. The ladies at home also. When they hear the adhan, we should stop everything and go for namaz. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, explained an incident of a lady in Bombay who was a very, unfortunately, evil lady. Worst guna she used to commit, so sell her own self to people. What a very bad life she was living. But when the time of her mort came, the house people noticed she's speaking Arabic. They knew she Arabic. One old lady went for Hajj, and when she returned, she told her people at home, these Arabs are really good people. when they are so angry and fighting with one another, then also they just reading Quran. And they were swearing one another the best, worst swear word. She doesn't know. It's Arabic. So she said they just read Quran. Even when they are so angry, they just reading Quran. So anyway, she was saying something in Arabic. They didn't know what, but they knew it's Arabic she's speaking. So they called the imam from the masjid in the neighborhood. He came and he heard. He asked him, what kind of a lady was she? See, you also know, we all know in the neighborhood what her tandas were, what she was doing, her evil life. See, she's speaking Arabic and pure and correct Arabic. 100% correct, the grammar also. What was she saying? She was saying, Hadani rajulani yaqulani li udkhulil jannah. And she, you know Arabic, she was in India speaking Hindi, speaking Urdu, Gujarati, or perhaps English, but Arabic out of the question, but at that time she was speaking Arabic and pure and correct Arabic. So then they asked her, they said, we all know what kind, but one habit she had, that whenever Adhan would go, she should tell all, shh, shh, keep quiet, Adhan is going. Just the respect of Adhan. Allah loved it so much for her, that what a mod she got, straight to Jannat. So Allah give us also tawfiq to respect the Adhan, and then to reply to the Adhan, and then to respond. So anyway, this lady, she used to go immediately for namaz. And like in every home, between husband and wife, we got our own separate some arrangements. Every family has got it. So their system was the husband from work, his office, he used to work in office, he should phone her and tell her, today I feel like eating this. Then she should prepare for him. And then he should keep on phoning her a few times in the day. And then when he's coming, he's to phone her. So that day he told her, I want something, what we have called like spring rolls, something like that. So she prepared 10 of them and she fried them. She finished 7. Adhan went. She stopped there. Just 3 more to do. But she stopped. She went for namaz. He's phoning her. She's not replying. She went for namaz. He came home, made salam. No reply. She's in namaz. Now he's looking for her like normal. Her husband now getting cross. Where are you? Why are you not replying to my salam? What are you doing? Then he found her in namaz. And again, and like when you are in that mood, even the person is in namaz, but you're still speaking also. You only have 3 more to do. You could finish them first. Then you could read your namaz. So reply. Then he found she was in sajda. She had gone to Allah already. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I've rushed to you, my Allah, to please you. What a beautiful way. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we make. Whenever we hear Adhan, we stop everything. And now it is namaz. And this is such a beautiful, natural system that should be in us. Every human being Allah has made, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone. We need somebody that we depend on, that we rely on. When we got a problem, who we can turn to? Everyone needs that. And that being is Allah. You have any problem, any difficulty, just turn to Allah. And you can have multitude of problems, different types of problems. Allah has given a complete solution for that. Just turn to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, people who haven't got iman, how terrible somebody, these idols they make with their own hands. What you make with your own hand, how can that help you? And they make so funny, these idols. They look so frightening also. And then they go and worship those idols. You know, like the Christians, they go to the church, they got the statue of Isa alayhi salam, they go and worship Isa alayhi salam. How can a stone help you? How can a thing which has been created help you? You need the being that has created you and that creates all conditions. We have to turn to Him. All the people are going in the wrong direction. Allah has given us that whatever problem you have, Allah says in the Adhan, it has been meant, it's saved. Hayya ala salah. Come to namaz. Why? Namaz is hayya ala falah. Your success. Whatever success you want. You want success in your business? It is in salah. You want success in your health? Nice, good health? It is in your salah. You want success in your married life with your wife? Now, no arguments, always happy, whole life honeymoon. Not just 1-2 days looking like two stupid monkeys looking at the moon, and then after that start fighting with one another. No, whole life honeymoon. It is salah. Just turn to salah. Allah gave us whatever problems you got. What people hate problems? They turn to salah and Allah solved their problems. So Allah has given us, He is the only one who can solve our problems. And all of us, this world Allah has made it. Alif Lam Mim, Ahasiban Nas, Ay Yaqulu Amanna, Wahum La Yuftanun. Allah says, what do the people think? That they'll say that we have brought Iman and we won't test them? No, we will test them. Test will come for everyone in this world. So, and the solutions also. Allahu Akbar. What a Quran Sharif Allah has given us. And what great ulama Allah has given us. The qadr of the ulama who teach us the right things. In the surah, Alam Nashrah, where Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri. Ya al usr. It's a defining, a definite article. That means one problem. Again, the second ayat again. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Ulama says when it's mentioned like this, it refers to one problem. Ma inna ma'al usri yusran. That is nakira. That is not one solution, plenty solutions. So the conclusion of this whole discussion is, for every one problem any person has, there are thousands of solutions. You can use one solution, you can use 10 solutions, you can use 100 solutions. But Allah has given, but we don't even use one solution. We use our own brains. Akal ke ghore dorate hai. Like, you just use our brain. That even kuffar do. They have a problem, they use their brains. What must we do now? How must we sort out this problem? Even the animals, they have a problem, they use their brains. How must we sort out this problem? Everyone, but a mu'min, he is not supposed to use his brains. He is supposed to turn to Allah. The problem is from Allah. Allah will sort out the problem. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, somebody asked Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, that if somebody is throwing arrows at you, attacking you, throwing arrows, how can you get saved from it? He said, the easy way, you just run right next to the person. Now when you are right by him, he can't throw arrows on you. So all problems are from Allah Ta'ala. So just run to Allah. No problems, then you won't have problems. And Allah gave us the means to turn to Allah. And the greatest means. No religion has got namaz as we have got namaz. No Nabi got namaz as we have got namaz. And the whole structure of namaz. And the masajid, the houses of Allah. Or at home, the musalla, where the ladies make their namazes regular. What a great thing Allah has given us. Jahipana, a place of refuge. If somebody tells you you got any problem, then you must just come here and I'll keep you here. I'll protect you. Nobody can harm you. Allah made that for us and only for this ummah. Allah made the whole place you can make namaz. The previous ummahs, they could only make namaz in the places of worship, not anywhere else. For us, anywhere we are traveling, we stop by our garage, we make our namaz. By the side of the road we make namaz, wherever we are in the aeroplane, namaz time we make namaz in the aeroplane. For this ummah, Allah has made the whole earth. So Allah has made it and given us the greatest form, the greatest structure to turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So whatever problems we can be having as we are sitting, all of us got some problem or the other. Small problem, big problem. A problem that is like urgent, problem that is there, but we can still sort it out. Whatever it is, Allah gave us the solution of it in namaz. And Allah made namaz free of charge. Really, nowadays, like you're having all these seminars and all these workshops, you pay so much money for it. If there was a price to be put We can't imagine what price it should be put to come for namaz. But Allah made it completely free of charge. You just come, and yeah, not like the churches of the Christian, for the first row they have to pay a lot of money. To reserve the places, they reserve them, they have to pay money to the church. Yeah, whoever comes first is entitled to the place right in front. Even if a person built the masjid himself with his own hands, his own money, but the minute it's made waqf for Allah, he also can't boss in the masjid. Now Allah's laws will apply in the masjid. He can't decide anything that we'll do this in the masjid, this must be done. It's his duty to see that Allah's laws are applied, not his own laws. This is for Allah Ta'ala the masjid. So whoever comes first, even the place behind the imam is not reserved for the muazzin. In our culture, society, we all keep it for the muazzin. But actual fact, it's not. Whoever comes first has their right to go there. And so Allah gave namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us, that whatever problem we have, we just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the best way to turn to Allah, ulama have written, the minute a person lifts his hands to make namaz, he's standing, he made his niyat, he's going to start namaz. Whether it's a little child, old man, old lady, whether it's woman at home, man in a masjid, whoever, wherever, there is nothing more greater than that in the world than when a person has stood up for namaz. Because, like for example, we all understand, and then we will appreciate and we will cherish that I have an appointment with the councillor of the town, the ward, or the mayor, or somebody in the council, state president, what to say then? Or some big celebrity in the world, what to say then? So much so, Allah make us ma'af. Today we give so much of honor and preference to a singer, to a star in sports. And we call him is my idol. And we go, what we'll go through just to get his autograph, that he must just sign for us. And if we just had close look at him from close range, we shook. What and what we think? What are all these? And especially the kuffar, non-believers, how can we think of them as big celebrities and big heroes? They are zeros. They are nothing whatsoever. The greatest thing for any person, when we lift our hands, Allahu Akbar. And now we have got a direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave it to us free of charge. But as the saying goes, Mali muft dile be raham. What you get for free, you don't appreciate at all. Had a big price been put to it, then perhaps we should have appreciated it. But Allah made it free of charge. And Allah made it that there will be always those people from Allah's side. Allah gave them the money, Allah gave them the heart, they built the masajid. Now the masajid are there. Masajid is free, you can't ban anyone from the masjid. Except like a person who is a mad person, he'll cause a disturbance in the masjid, etc. But otherwise you can't stop. It is the house of Allah. It's free for all, that all come here. So, and then the greatest form of this contact with Allah, namaz. And for all our problems, if you got a medical problem, come to the masjid. Or at home, make your namaz. You got a social problem, problems in the house with the family, try it out. 100% is the solution. Everything, you got a financial problem, just turn, Allahu Akbar. When people should come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we got a financial problem, financial constraints, we can't make ends meet. So Allah Ta'ala says that when they come, wa'amur ahlaka bis salat. Tell your family people to make namaz. When the person comes, tell him that tell your family people to make namaz. And you yourself, must you also make namaz? Wastabir alayha. Istabir is from the bar, it means from the base root word as sabr, to make sabr. And that meaning of sabr has got many meanings. One, sabr, to be steadfast, to be firm, to be determined, not to waver. That I have to do this no matter what happens, I have to do this. No matter the world can turn upside down, but I have to do this. Make your namaz, you yourself, You make your namaz in such a way that you're not worried of anything in the world. I have to tell your family people, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and you yourself, وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And istabir is one of the khasiyat, the special qualities of this bab is that that thing becomes part of you. You become namaz. People say, he's namaz. Whenever you see him, he's making namaz. One time, one couple had some problem, they called me to mediate between them. In that discussion, the man told me, I'm food. That what I want food. He says, for example, if my wife cooks curry khichdi or any other meal, but he said curry khichdi, and she cooks it like 8 o'clock in the morning, 9, 10 o'clock. And lunchtime, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, she heats it up again. I don't touch it. For me, then it's the same like she cooked baked beans, open a tin of baked beans or a tin of fish. She must cook it fresh and then put it on the table. On that I remember my marhum ma, we were very small children, but those days the woman should get up about, I remember, 1 o'clock to prepare for sehri. And they should cook, mostly all should eat curry khichdi those days for sehri. Fresh curry khichdi. And after we all eat, Allah make us maaf, no namaz, nothing. 1 o'clock sehri, we all go and sleep again. And I can remember, I can hear my mother, she's still washing dishes, cleans up the kitchen, everything. Then after that, they'll go and rest. So he said that, I want food, what is food? Fresh, good fruit. I am food. So like that, a person must be namaz. That whatever we do, this is that ispabir, that you become namaz. Your mission in life is namaz. Wastabir alayha. Then Allah says on that, La nas'aluka rizqa. We're not asking you for rosy. You want rosy and that? We're not asking you to earn your own rosy. There's no question that you must go and earn rosy for Allah. Allah doesn't eat. Allah feeds everyone. Allah doesn't eat. But for yourself also, we didn't ask you to earn your rosy. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no moving animal on the earth and no moving creature on the earth, but Allah has taken the responsibility to feed. Dhunnun Misri was a very great buzurg of Egypt. He was sitting at the River Nile making his ibadah, and he saw suddenly like a small insect came with a worm or something in its mouth, and it disappeared in the water. After a while he saw it appeared again, and it went to the trees, the jungle. He said, Ya Allah, what is this happening? He turned to Allah, he made dua. Allah put in his heart, O Zunnun, at the bottom of the river, right at the bottom, there is a snake that is gone blind, and it now can't look for its own rosy. So I'm sending this insect every day with its rosy there. So Allah gives rosy like that. One time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam read the ayat of the Quran in his time. It was in his Torah. Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah is Zul Jalal also, and Allah is Zul Ikram also. So he said, Ya Allah, you are Zul Ikram, the one who shows passion, compassion, kindness, mercy. Let me show, how do you show your mercy? So Allah said, Oh Musa, take your stick and hit on a big rock. He hit it, it split into two. Now of the two halves, Allah said, hit it on this half. He hit it, it split into two now. Allah said, on this one, hit it again. It split for deep in the recesses of a solid rock. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw a living worm with a green fresh leaf in its mouth. Now we will have doubts. These are not some comic strips I'm talking. I'm talking of Ruhul Ma'ani. Allama Alusi, what a great mufassir. Greatest mufassir of the Ummat, what a great mufassir. He explains this, that then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him hear the zikr of that insect that ends right in the crevices of the rock. And what was his phrase? Subhanalladhi yarani, pure is that being who sees me. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي, and he knows my physical address also, where I'm living. وَيَرْزُقُنِي, and he sends my rosy also right to me, yeah. in the middle. We might, if we doubt, a mu'min is, he will accept, it's Quran, it's Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, we will have no doubt. But if unfortunately the mindset we have got today, we can't accept it like that. So we all eat guavas, and how many times when you take a bite, what mashallah, what a sweet guava, how wonderful. You want to take your next bite and you see a worm walking there. And now you wonder how many worms I've already eaten. And you should think also that worm, how is it living in the middle of the guava? From where, if you have got a big scientific mind, where is the oxygen going in the middle of that guava? How is it going there? And that little insect, its food is not guava. Its food is something else. Who is giving its food? Allah wahdahu la sharik. So that is the great qudrat of Allah. So we got any problem, financial problem, just an innumerable people who had the financial problem, any problem, they turn to salah. Our problem is, I speak about it, I don't make amal. I tell you I'm stalking, nobody makes amal. So common, what our friends who are close to us, we tell them so much about namaz, that your namaz must be in sajda, your fingers must be closed, right joint. You see, most of them, still the fingers are little open, gaps there. We just don't listen, we don't make amal. How much we speak, that see that your legs are on a straight line. But even individuals, two legs are not on a straight line. Forget the whole stuff. One leg is in front, one is at the back. How much we say that your legs must face Qibla. But almost everyone, the Imam also, Muazzin, Mutawalli, Musalli, one leg is facing Bollywood and one facing Hollywood. Now where is the Barakat of Kaaba going to come in our lives? Then if FIFA and World Cup don't come in our lives, and all the British Premier League, and all this pool and that pool, and all those things come in our lives, we are causing it ourselves. Make our namaz correctly. How Allah Ta'ala has given us. So, this namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, whatever problem we got, turn to namaz. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the wind should blow a little bit more strong in Medina Sharif. A little bit more strong, he should go to the masjid. Start making namaz. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these are now specific cases. But this was their life all along. That whenever every household has got ups and downs. Sometimes the wife gets crossed, sometimes the husband gets crossed, sometimes some misunderstanding. This happens in all the homes. One time even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam separated from his wife and he went and stayed in the masjid. So these things do happen. So when in the house of Hazrat Ali, he didn't have a problem, he didn't go to look for a counselor. He didn't go and look for somebody else, a psychiatrist. And now say, then Hazrat Fatima didn't check up on the internet to see my husband is a narcissist. Now any small thing, a man is a narcissist. He's bipolar. This problem. All this, nothing. What was their solution? Namaz. And then one time Nabi Ali, came to the masjid, he made his ibadat, you get tired, so he lied down to sleep, covered himself. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came past, he saw, oh, Ali is here. So Ibn Turab, O son of the sand, you are covered up here, you are lying. What's your problem? Their solution? Masjid, namaz. One sahabi, no food in the house. So he told his wife, make the fire, let me go and get something. Where he went and looked for food? Not in the bazaars, not bed, not going to look for work, masjid, made namaz. Came back food? No food. Let me go and look again. Again he went and looked. Again namaz. Third time he came, there the food was ready cooked and presented. And the food, that was food of Jannat, which you can't get in this world. Imported food. And we're imported not from any other place, but imported from Jannat. Namaz will do this for us. If we turn to namaz, whatever our problems, but now as we are sitting, unfortunately, how many of us got doubts? Can namaz do it? Maulana is just like entertaining us. He's just like making us like happy and just telling us, Wallah, without any doubt, namaz is the solution. What we lack very greatly, almost totally, is yaqeen. We haven't got trust in the words of Allah and His Rasul. What scientists say, they told us COVID is here, wear the mask. And the mask kills you before COVID can kill you. The COVID might come to you, the disease, you might breathe it in and you might die. But by putting the mask, the oxygen, which, how many of us are sitting here? So many. Nice size masjid, mashallah. But then too, it's night time. Oxygen is at its height at Fajr time. Ishraq time, every tree gives so much oxygen, which is enough for 60 people. Every tree gives oxygen for 60 people. And at night, the trees give off carbon dioxide. They don't give oxygen. But even then, now at night as we are sitting, enough oxygen. And Allah made it such, we don't see any chimneys for everyone to his nose, that the oxygen will come. Allah made it freely available. And we are breathing. By putting on the mask, you blocking that oxygen. And oxygen is life. Blood is life in the body. And blood is got life when there is oxygen. And the whole system Allah has made, blood is running at what a speed, and how much it is running in the body. In 1 minute, the blood is up and down in the body, going to the lung, going to the heart, the one ventricle, from there to the other, from there to the lungs. The lungs take out all the carbon dioxide and put in fresh oxygen. You don't need every day new blood. That same blood becomes completely new blood. And again it goes back to the heart and it pumps in the whole body. While we're sleeping, it's happening. While we are in the toilet, it's happening. All the time, you're running a marathon and you are breathing heavily, it's happening. All this oxygen, the system of Allah. By putting the mask, you are blocking that oxygen. And that carbon dioxide which comes out from the mouth, you're blocking that, and now you're breathing in your oxygen, you blocked it. Now you breathing in poison. So when a person in any matter, when we move a little bit away from the Quran Sharif, a person becomes stupid. Stupid. He's really stupid. Some people got cross with me that, how can you say the scientists are stupid? If they are stupid, they are stupid. What must I say? They are clever. If they are stupid, how can I say they are clever? If they did their big PhDs and they got permanent head damage, how can I say now the heads are right? If the heads are screwed on wrong upside down, it's screwed upside down, what must I do about it? They must go for treatment, go to the Allah wala. As Maulana explained now, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. And even all that what we have screwed on wrong, and all that permanent damage will also go away. So anyway, so this is, Allah has made the system for us. So we come for namaz. Namaz is the solution to all our problems. The whole of the person, and to see how much have I got my connection with Allah. Wastabir alayha is very far, very far. Allah give us one idea, one jalat, one bit of what wastabir alayha is like. And if a person gets that, wallah, he's a king in this world. He's an uncelebrated king, an uncrowned king, but he's the real king. The enjoyment he finds in his heart, his contact with Allah. As I said, the greatest thing is when a person starts his namaz, Allahu Akbar, and we know what Allahu Akbar means. We are today, fortunately, we don't know. Ask anyone, ask an alim, what is Allah? Allah is great. What is the greatness of Allah? We will explain a certain amount and we'll get stuck. But the greatness of Allah, and wallah, when the greatness of Allah will come in the heart, we won't want to even explain. If you getting the best mangoes, kawab, then people tell you, explain how you enjoying. Say, just you wait. I'm busy eating now. If you just got married and you got the best wife, and the best bedroom, and somebody asks you, what's the enjoyment of the first night? You won't even pick up that phone, you won't answer that call. You'll be busy enjoying yourself. What you got time? If we get the enjoyment of namaz, we will be so engrossed in namaz, we won't have time to explain people what the enjoyment of namaz is. And when Allah, who is the creator of enjoyment, Allah, who is the creator of solution of problems, Allah, the problems are also from Allah. So the only one who knows the solution is Allah. Allah, who is the creator of beauty, as our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah used to say, design ko mat dekho, designer ko dekho. Don't see the design of the woman. This woman, her legs are like that. That woman, her breasts are like that. This woman, her figure is like this. Don't look. Look at the designer. Who made this so many? You are seeing 10, 20 women. Don't look at one. Look at the designer. What is his qudrat? All of us sitting here, our fingerprints, thumb, you put it, is different. Everyone's is different. The whole world is different. From Adam a.s. till Qiyamah, everyone's is different. Not that 10 centuries again, now Allah repeats it again. No, it's different. You try and produce different types of thumb impressions on your computer, which you are very advanced in. How much your computer will give up? I can't make now more different types of Allah. Everyone different fingerprint. So Allah, what is His qudrat? And Allahu Akbar. Ulama have said, when you stop looking at other women, then Allah puts the enjoyment of all the women direct in your heart. In your one wife, halal wife, the enjoyment of all the women of the world will be in your halal wife. Today my and your condition is, we don't get no enjoyment looking at our wives. We see our wives, we just think of shouting, screaming, arguing. And other women, oh, what a person in his office is sitting, his wife on, when you come today, you must bring some the potatoes, onions. What do you think? I'm your gym boy. I must buy potatoes. I'm a big setsa. I'm a big entrepreneur. Big enterprise. I must go buy potatoes and I must buy tomatoes. Another woman phone, won't you buy me some tomato? Oh, our deen teaches us, you must be kind to people. And hey, very important to be kind and show, you must help of people. No, what? Not only tomatoes, but what else you want? Anything else you want also. I'm at your service. Hey, today for our own wives, we've got no time. But make contact with Allah Ta'ala and see the beauty and enjoyment of not only woman, everything. You'll see it in your wife. When you see your wife, Allah, without exaggeration, your wife will be sleeping next to you. She's fast asleep. You woke up, you see her face, and you'll make shukr to Allah. Allah, you gave me mahur of jannat here in this dunya. What a wonderful woman you gave me. And you go and you softly kiss her. And you'll be so happy. But otherwise, the woman do so much for us. And we're still looking at other filthy women. Women who are non-Muslims. We find enjoyment in them. They are filled with kufr and shirk in their hearts and in their minds. They are filled with napaki. They don't know any masalas of taharat. Our young girls know when they are in their menses, their monthlies, then they are napak. They can't touch Quran. They can't make namaz. They don't know anything of that. They are filthy, their clothes are filthy, their inside is filthy, but we finding enjoyment in that filth. It's like a person, you are invited somewhere, and on the table, on the dastarkhan, there is biryani, there is roast, there is all the wonderful, enjoyable food. You get up and you go to the toilet, and you start eating the stool and the feces from the toilet. Yeah, they got wonderful juice for you. And you go and drink the urine in the toilet. That is our condition. Halal wives, because no connection with Allah. That's our problem. We, those of us who are good musallis, who are making our five times namaz, but ask ourselves from Allahu Akbar, tell assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, what connection we got with Allah. Those of us who think we are big ulama, or people think we are big ulama, and those who think that we are mashayikh, we are teaching people nisbat, connection with Allah. What is our own namaz? No connection in our namaz with Allah. And from Allahu Akbar, nothing. Ulama have written, the whole of Iman is in namaz. If you want to know what is the standard and level of your Iman, just see the quality of your namaz. Outward postures, I explained a few, when we're standing, how we're standing, and how many of us, we don't even raise our hands. Many of us, just little bit like this. Or some of us, especially the Shafis, who have to do Rafi Yadain, they just lift it a little bit like that. Rafi Yadain means properly. And your thumbs must touch the lobes of your ears. Your palms must face Qibla, like that, properly. That is what is called Rafi. Who of us does that? And then also, one person was making namaz and he takes long when he lifts his hand. Somebody asked him, "You take so long." He said, "I'm gone old now. For me to put my thoughts together, it takes me a while that I'm in front of Allah. I'm making namaz only for Allah." You are still a young person. Your brain is very fast. You can think quick. So just, most of us, Allahu Akbar, finished. What namaz we making, what niyat we make, and nafal namazes, we can make so many niyats, but we don't make nafal namaz. So there's no question of all the other extra niyats that we can make also. So namaz, the whole sum total of namaz is in, of iman is in our namaz. And the whole sum total of namaz is in takbir-e-ula, Allahu Akbar. That when we sing Allahu Akbar, that we realize what is the meaning. Allah, you are the greatest. All my problems, big financial problems I got. I got cancer problem. My wife got, this one got. I got heart problems. I got fights and arguments. All that in front of Allah, Al-Akbar, these are not even Azhar. They are not even Sighar. They are nothing. They are called Adam. They are nothing. If we realize the greatness of Allah, you are the greatest. Everything else of yours is nothing. It's insignificant. And see how these things will go away. How many people who were in prison and they were poor, their legs were the chains. They were chained up. They made their namaz and they couldn't make their namaz because they were chained up. But in whatever condition, those chains just fell out. And they called the people to fix it up, again the chain falls off. And when they took them to their priest, they say, "Just put this person, let him go away. We don't interfere with him. He is a different person." And every one of us can become like that. All our problems, the chains will just fall off. Whether your wife, you can't make her happy with black magic, chocolates. Black magic will make it worse. It's black magic. And you want to make jadu, you'll make your problem even worse. You can't make it with Turkish delight also. And you can't do it with anything else. You can do it with two rakats of namaz. One person, his wife's name was Rasha. And what a name also, like from Rasha, is a very authoritative, aggressive woman. Very. So he told his friends, and all his friends, the neighborhood knew that he's living in petticoat government. The wife bosses him and she rules him. He can't say a word. He's fully under her control. So one day he told his friends that Rasha came to me on her knees. "What? Rasha on her knees by you? Impossible. Where such a woman will come on her knees to you? We know you. You're like a mouse in the house. You can't say a word." And where she, he said, "I was hiding under the bed and she came with a rolling pin and she pulled me out." So she came on her knees to pull me out. So if you haven't got, you've got any problem, you don't need to go hide under the bed. You need to go to the masjid. Whatever financial problems, health problems, but it doesn't make sense to us. We'll go away from here. How many of us will get up for Fajr tomorrow? All of us will speak. Everyone want to see the rise of Islam in the world. Islam must be supreme in the world. Islam must reign in the world. But when the sun rises, the sons and the daughters of Islam fast asleep. How can the son of Islam rise when the sons and daughters of Islam at Fajr time, no fighting, no gunfight, gunfire, nothing, but we are sleeping. And we are hiding under the blankets, or we are hiding under the bed, or whatever. We have to be up. If when we, and of all the things, make our namaz right, a beautiful saying in Urdu, "Jisne apne namaz ko jandar banai, uski zindagi shandar ban gayi." A person who made his namaz alive, not just an exercise, not up and down, kissing the ground, back to town. Not that, but he made a namaz. Then that person, his whole life becomes fantastic, without any doubt. You'll see the enjoyment you'll get. We won't get enjoyment in the kuffar sports. We won't get enjoyment in dressing like the kuffar. Today we get great enjoyment in wearing torn jeans. And we pay more money for torn jeans than good jeans. And we go and buy it in the upmarket shops. The very top girl market. If you haven't got money and you have to buy second-hand clothes, every town on the back street they got second-hand shops where they sell second. So you haven't got enough money, go buy there. But we go and buy second-hand things in the top market shops. Jeans. Yesterday I saw one person, not only torn, whole his knee is open. Torn jeans, and he's proud about it. We're doing the stupidest things, and we're proud I'm smart. We got smart cards, we got a smartphone, we also smart now. And all the smartness is that we are wearing half socks. And we're paying more money than full socks. We can make ourselves happy, massage our nafs, and call it ankle socks, fashionable things. But we are just wearing half socks, and we are paying more money than full socks. Allah Ta'ala, when we'll get the connection with Allah, and the means is through salah, you'll see the true values coming. Wallah, the enjoyment in Quran Sharif. There is no, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Jami'ul ulum fil Quran. All types of knowledge is in the Quran. Walakin taqasara anhu afhamun nas. But the people can't understand it. Everything, arithmetic is in the Quran. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ أَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّي أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً 30 plus 10, 40. All arithmetic starts in the Quran. You want to learn more math and arithmetic? Go and see يُوسِيكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ النِّصْفَ فَلَهُ الثُّلُثْ فَلَهُ السُّدُسُ. All that details is all there. All that detail. How much in the Quran? That Allah made for us to fight the kuffar. First Allah made it. If there are five times your amount, you must fight. All that arithmetic calculations are there. Then Allah made it. If there are double your amount, you must fight. All the details. What everything is in the Quran. But our connection with Allah is not there. Connection with my cell phone. And my cell phone little, some days no connection is a big problem. No water connection, no electricity connection, there's a load shedding, we got a problem. But our iman load shedding, no connection with Allah, living our lives without connection with Allah. We're not thinking of putting a generator, of putting solar energy, that I can get my connection with Allah. And when we haven't got connection, and we'll go in the qabr, what will be our condition in the qabr? If we did not make our connection with Allah, and our lives are given to us, not to waste in sports, not to waste in making big, big investments. I got so much investment, he owns half the town, and the car he drives, and all that is our worry. Our fashion, our houses is our worry. My toilet and my bathroom, I must have all the ornaments there also. I must have plastic flowers in my toilet, as though you're going to do your number two, it's going to be more enjoyable with the plastic flowers around you. It's going to be more fun and enjoyable. What's all that? We make connection with Allah. And the greatest means Allah gave us is salah. And the whole of namaz, from when you surrender to Allah, whenever a person, if he surrenders, husband and wife, when they argue, there is no end to it. Both of them want to have the last say. Until you get in bed, and at 10 o'clock you got, till 1 o'clock you are arguing. This you saying and she saying that, you saying that, just carries on. The only time it will come to an end is when the wife will have the last say and you keep quiet. Then now it will come to an end. But otherwise it won't. And the one person told his father, I want to get married. Father said, may ask for maaf. He said, what wrong did I do? I'm of age now. Everything, I'm earning everything. Time for me to get. He said, you ask for maaf. 1-2 weeks gone. He told his mother, "What's wrong? I told my father, and he's just telling me, ask for Ma." "What's wrong did I do? I made any contact with any girl or any." "I'm telling him I want to get married." Then the father, finally said, "Okay, I'm going to ask for Ma." They say, "Now you are ready for marriage. Because in your married life, you'll have to ask for maaf all the time. And if you don't ask for maaf, you've got a problem all the time." And when the husband says, "Yes, maaf, I was wrong," then she'll keep quiet. And then she'll start snoring, and now you can't sleep. And you'll be awake the whole night with her snoring all the time. So our solution is not in these things. Our solution is wahdahu la shari. And Allah gave us the greatest means to contact Him. Salat. Make our namaz. Let our namaz be a namaz, not an exercise. Fasting is not a hungry, going on a hunger strike. Staying hungry is not fasting. Fasting is an ibadat which has to be done like that. Marriage is not now you became of age and you get married. Marriage is an ibadat. Food is not you just take out and like while just start eating and gobbling your food and that. No, it's an ibadat. There are etiquettes and adab. Sleeping is not you just go and lie on the bed and like an animal now you just go and you're just sleeping. No, it's an ibadah. There are etiquettes and adab of sleeping. Do it like that and the greatest of all namaz is not just rushing in the masjid. One lady wrote, she said that Appa at home, she told me, and I mentioned it on Bayan, that when she sees with a woman when we go on safar, that how fast they make namaz. Unbelievable how fast. So she said, "I just said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman." The lady is gone, ruku already. Next, they finish, namaz is over already. So fast. And then we brought it to her attention, she said, "I'm at least making namaz." And today that also, they're wearing all funny cloaks and all fashionable, at least we're wearing clothes. Or not cloaks, at least we're wearing clothes. Otherwise today they'll say that nobody's wearing clothes also. They make shukr we at least wearing clothes. Do the things the right way. Not just haphazard anyway. Namazes, how we rushing through our namazes. It's unbelievable that we just rushing through. Namaz has to what is called namaz. Then see the fruit of it. Wallah, in the golden ages of Islam, people devoted themselves to ibadat, to namaz. To tilawat of Quran Sharif. And Allah gave them rosy. Daraballahu mathalan qaryatan kanat aminatan mutma'inna ya'tiha rizquha min kulli makan. When that was the case, Allah explained those people. They were engaged in namaz. Allah was bringing their rosy. Best of rosy from all sides. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْهُمِ اللَّهِ. And then they started now, they didn't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. We will go and earn, we'll open factories. We only eat from trees today, now we'll go and eat from factories. Allah made it, you get your food ready, everything from the trees. But now we have to go to the factories. Now putting up a big factory is big advancement. It's great now you're a big entrepreneur and you got a big enterprise. You got a big factory. And you're eating all artificial food. Natural food from the trees that you have abandoned. When we engage in the ibadat of Allah, Allah brings food. Jannah's food Allah gives in this dunya. And for many people Allah opens the doors and you just enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So there's much more to be said, but you also get tired. I don't take the blame, I put it on you. I won't say I get tired, I'll say you are tired now. But anyway, we haven't got time for deen. For dunya, one friend of mine told me many years ago, he passed away, got a very good mort, Allah grant him jannah. He came to me, he said that my condition was, I come home, I put Saturday night, one film I put in the video I watch. That time wasn't all... all the phones, smartphones and that. I watch one film, watch another film. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock now I go to bed and I'm aroused sexually now. All the filth and dirt I was watching. Now my wife is fast asleep. Now I go and wake her up. And she's angry. And now what you going to have, what fun you going to have? An angry woman, what you going to have fun with? And in the morning 1 week she's cross with me. And say, since now I'm coming here, I'm listening, I change my life, I'm going to sleep straight away. Whatever we have to do, we do it nicely, enjoy ourselves and happy. Bring deen in our lives and see, wallah, what enjoyment comes in our lives. When we have to live this filthy Western way of life, alien way of life, anything against Islam, you are bringing musibat on musibat on you. Zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهُ. You can't see anything in this world. When you follow anything else, bring deen in our lives. And the starting point is salah. And make our salat what is called salah. Make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. And see that problems just disappear. إِذَا جَالْ قُلْ جَالْ حَقْ وَزَّهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Batil, the very nature of batil is zahuqa. It disappears. If the muazzin comes in the masjid fajr time, masjid is dark, everything. And he doesn't have to give a bayan to the darkness. That your darkness, I don't like you, get out from here. He doesn't have to come with guns to shoot the darkness. He doesn't have to give long bayans or anything. Just the switch, he puts it down, lights come on, and where the darkness disappears. You don't know where, not even in thin air. It's just missing. Batil is just like that. Our problems are like that. Put on the light of namaz. Put on our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, if Allah give us iman, Allah give us iman, then we'll understand. Bring iman in our, bring deen in our lives. Bring Quran Sharif, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah. What a blessing, zikrullah. One sahabi told another sahabi, how is it that I see when you enter your house, malaika are there to greet you, welcome you. When you come out, they are there to welcome you. You sit down, they are there to help you sit down. You get up, they are there to help you. So much they are just around you. You say, no big deal, you also can have it. Not nothing, just make the dhikr of Allah. Allah says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. Lot of dhikr. And besides lot of zikr, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. You engage in what you have to do. Zikr, tasbih of Allah, morning and night. In other words, all the time. Your job description is zikr, is tasbih. You do that. وَسَبِّحُ بُكْرَةً وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah will send salawat on you. When you do your job, Allah will send salawat, His special mercy, which is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salam. A glimpse of that, Allah will send it to you. When you will do your job description, what you are supposed to do. Make the dhikr of Allah. Make tasbih. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. And not only Allah, wa malaikatuhu. And liyukhrijakum min az-zulumati ilan nur. By that Allah will, that salawat will take you out of darkness. All our confusion, we don't know who's right and wrong. People are fighting, ulama are fighting, who's right? All that will just disappear. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah is His nature. He wants to be merciful to the believers. But they must do their share. We make our ibadat, we turn to Allah. Allah wants to, wa bil mu'mineena, not bil mukhalifeen, not bil muta'aridin, not those who are breaking the laws of Allah. Allah is not rahima with them. Allah is wa bil mu'mineena rahima. We have the qualities of iman in us, and Allah's rahmat flows upon us. Allah open my heart, your heart. Allah ta'amal absar. It's not the eyes that if they become blind, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The hearts which are in your chest, they have become blind. We can't see. One person told that most people in the world are seeing people. They can see. There are few blind people. If you can see percentage-wise, few. If we think in the masjid now, nobody blind. In our town, some of us, we can't think of a blind person. There are few blind. He says, no, it's opposite. Most of the people are blind. Very few seeing people. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, 12 o'clock in the day when the sun is shining so bright in Baghdad, was walking with a lantern, this paraffin lanterns. When the 12 o'clock sun is shining, Summer, Baghdad. But Junaid, what's wrong with you? You all right? You go walking with a lantern, 12 o'clock in the day. I'm looking for a human being. Oh, who are all this? Thousands of human beings. The whole streets are full with human. I don't see no human beings. I see animals here. I'm looking for one human being who's got the quality of a human being. We got today greed in us like a pig. We got today jealousy in us like a dog. We got all the filthy habits of animals in us. When are we going to make our tazkiyah? So for that, inshallah, next weekend, starting from Juma time, we'll have the Islahi Jalsa. So at least we can become human beings. If becoming Muslim will be after that. And becoming a mu'min will be after that. And becoming a wali will be after that. But at least let us become human beings. So that Islahi Jalsa, from next week, inshallah, Juma, till Sunday, Zohar, Yomul Ahad, please try and come, try and bring as many youngsters, old people, everyone. Ladies can learn, listen over live streaming, etc. Men try and be there, or from heart to heart, what you will get. For the man, for the woman, there is an excuse. Parda is the law of Allah. So on live streaming, they will also get the benefit, like they were present there. But for men, it won't be. They can be present, they must be present there. Like, for example, anything, if a person, because he's ill, so they say, okay, exempt, we will give him his share, though he didn't come. But a healthy person, no, you have to be here. So the woman can't come, but they'll get their full share, because they are exempt, Allah's law of parda. And today, unfortunately, the way we are breaking the law of parda, and the ulama are breaking the law of parda, it's unbelievable. Parda is a very important, if we want a good, noble, sober society, parda must be properly, in our homes a proper parda, in our societies, in our madrasas, our maktabs. Our maktabs, we got all the appas teaching and the papas teaching. When the appas and the papas meet, what you going to get the result? What we are seeing, what is happening. So have the parda system of Islam is the ideal thing. Maintain it and see the purity of your mind, purity of your heart. A person who is filled with dirt all the time, just thinking of woman. And what you thinking of woman? The worst place, the napak place, the filthy, dirty place you're thinking. How can you be living a nice, noble, sober life? But if you live a life of purity, parda system is to bring purity, and you are pure and clean and sober in your mind and your heart, then see what's your namaz. Then see what's your tilawat.